from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Our national nightmare is over, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'll pull back the curtain just a bit. Jason was not getting sleep. He was his sleep schedule, his equilibrium was disturbed. Mm-hmm. And why was that? It wasn't because of anything marital. It wasn't because of anything personal. It was because the Grizzlies had not agreed to terms with Luke Kennard. Do I have that right?
No.
Well, that's just what I heard. So, you know, maybe something got lost in translation. But there was a disturbance in the force in the Smith home in Cordova with Luke Kennard not being handled. Well, we can now officially report to you that it has been handled. Luke Kennard has agreed on a new one-year, $11 million contract to stay with the Grizzlies. So they got it done. One-year deal, interestingly enough. I don't know if I expected that. But, you know, hey, that means that the...
So you figured Kennard didn't want 1 year.
Right.
That's why you make
right.
that assumption. Yes.
That they couldn't get to 22 over 2. I don't know. But that just means the onus is on Luke to have a good year, right? If he wants to get a better deal, he's going to have a great year. And if he has a great year for the Grizzlies, that means that the Grizzlies will probably be really good. So it actually ends up working out. Mark Giannotto from Top Rope, wherever he may be these days, points out that the Grizzlies are 500 in games that he has played for them over the last two seasons. I don't know if that means anything at all.
Oh, wow.
You know, how much of that was with job versus not? How much of that? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like you're kind of – it's incomplete information, more research needed. But, look, we know what Luke Kennard represents. Luke Kennard represents shooting that the Grizzlies don't have. And in this league, it is a commodity that you can never have enough of, right?
Yeah. Also worth noting that Harrington points out the Kennard signing now puts the team's payroll right at the tax line. So he has continued to say, even though that, you know, sort of the stance from the front office had been, yeah, we'll go into the luxury tax if we have to. It feels like the approach this offseason, again, they've tried to do some other things that haven't necessarily worked out, but that the approach now seems to be going into the season to be right at that line, and that was an important thing. So that's important here. I mean, that was part of why you moved Zaire Williams, to help clear up some money to go be able to do this and keep yourself right there at the tax line. So that seems to be a portion of this, a critical portion of this as well. And so, yeah, I mean, what we hope now, I mean, clearly that he's in the fold now, is that it all works out on the court. I do think you need him. You know, again, the Grizzlies have not been a prolific three-point shooting team, and that is with two of the best shooters in the league. Now, you can say part of that is the offense. You're not chunking as many as Boston has, and maybe that's something that they've wanted to get more toward. But if you don't have Kennard, you know, you're banking a lot on Vince Williams. You're banking a lot on the Gigi Jacksons of the world, you know, in terms of what we've seen in small sample size holding up. Other than Bane, without Kennard, you don't have anything really proven.
Right.
Not over long stuff. And you got Jaren that you know is going to take threes, but I'm talking about from a percentage standpoint. So you needed him back. And I think we had all assumed that he would be back. But I'm with you that I thought it'd be on a multi-year deal. This works for both sides. You know, you get Kennard for what you expect, which was, you know, for what you brought him here in the first place, which was to add shooting to a team you expect to be a contender and hopefully for that to help you in the playoffs. You get a year to see if that's going to be the case.
Right.
And then he gets it a year and he can go back and hit the market and try to stay on this, you know, $11 to $12 million range that I know he's hoping to stay in. You know, well, he was up at 14 at one point. He's not wanting to come down too much further here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I imagine the Grizzlies would have wanted him at a lower price for more years.
Yes. Look, again, it's Luke Kennard is not going to change your trajectory. Did the Grizzlies win a championship now because Luke Kennard's here? No, they do not. But it helps.
I will say that there's more of a chance that Luke Kennard wins you a playoff game with a big shot than there is Gigi Jackson wins you a playoff game.
Fair point. Yep.
And that's why you can use him.
Yep.
That's absolutely why you can you can use him. Now, again, Luke Kennard doesn't help you on the ball. But guess what? You feel a lot better about your backup point guard, you know, your point guard position behind Ja because of the control you've got over Scotty. You know, we'll see with Derrick Rose whether he plays or not, first few games maybe. You know, you know Marcus Smart and Bane can handle those duties as well. So you know, I think this was a necessary move, one we'd expected, but certainly a necessary move. And it's nice that you come in under the, you know, right there at the tax line. That's a good thing, you know, going into the season because now, okay, if this doesn't work, okay, we're not even close. Well, then you can do something at the trade deadline, extend yourself. But let's see how it looks with what you've got.
Yes, absolutely. So. Absolutely. So good news. Glad to get it done.
Certainly good news.
You can rest now.
I wouldn't. I was one of the guys that was ready to trade Kennard if you could, if it helped you get anything.
Well, that's hurt people.
But that was before you declined the option,
right?
And all that.
And that's what was going on there.
Yeah, my point is I wasn't staying up. But at this point, you had to have him back.
Well, we call it whatever we want. I mean, but there was some restlessness. You know, not just with you, but with the.
I think more for Harrington, he was holding up his
right.
You know, his off-season roundup. He was trying to include that. He couldn't do it. He had to go.
Right. No, it was
had to go and put the thing out.
It was inconveniencing.
Couldn't wait on it.
There's no question about that.
And he's trying to move back and forth. And
yeah, it seems like they were. It seems like it. You know, now that we know, it does seem like they were totally waiting on the Hauser deal to get done too.
Well, I think Kennard used that clearly.
Yes.
And said
immediately,
I'm not taking eight when Hauser's making what 11
right.
per year essentially. Was he 445? You said
yeah. Now I think Hauser's probably a better. You know, spot up shooter than Luke.
Luke's led the damn league in 3-point shooting
two times. Like, I know, but it's like he's done it.
But now Hauser, can't you play him a little bit more on ball?
Yes, I mean
then you can Luke. That's where Luke hurts you.
And
that's where he
like
does.
Sam's
it.
Done it in playoff games. You know what I mean? Like it just weighs. A
well,
little
we're hoping
to
Luke's going to do it in a playoff game too.
Yeah, we hope so. But
it all fell apart, dude. Really, after you kind of signed, you never got to see it all together. This goes along kind of with
Luke,
the Marcus
and Luke
Smart.
Got hurt in the playoffs last year, right?
Well, the LeBron thing, remember? Yeah. Was it two years ago? It was 2 years ago.
So the playoff difference is a big one for me. Like I would,
he ran into LeBron's screen, wasn't it, or something?
I would have said, you know, Sam champ, he's doing the playoffs. We'll put you at 9.5. Put you at 9.5, and we'll get you 18. We'll get you 19 over two, Luke. That would have been who would have said no to that? Because Luke's not getting more than $11 million next year. He's just not. I mean, unless he shoots, 46% from 30 and the Grizzlies go to the finals, I just don't think there's any way his – like, so why not lock up the years, man? I just don't understand. Like you said, maybe the Grizzlies didn't want to do it, but that – why would they not want to do it? It would just have been their number.
Right. You lock up Kennard if you can get him for 8.
But, well, what about 9.5?
He ain't going for 9.5 after Hauser's getting 11.
That's what
he's told himself he's that good. His agent has told him.
Yeah, he has.
But that's what he's done.
But he's just going to be,
you have, I mean, you have more sample size. He's led, what, is it two times he's led the league in three-point shooting percentage? Yeah. He's got more sample size.
Yeah.
I mean, about playoff success. That was just based on last year, though.
Yeah, no, I agree.
A lot of people were hitting threes on that Boston Celtics team.
That's true. I mean, that is fair. I mean, but again, 9.5 is a fair offer, man. I mean, I
wish he would have signed 9.5, too. He wasn't taking it, clearly.
Well.
And that's why he's still sitting out there. Well, that's why he was.
Yeah.
He's in now. You can rest.
Well, so.
You were trying to lowball that man.
Well,
that's what's obvious.
You're Luke Kennard's agent. First of all, welcome. Welcome to the show, Luke Kennard's agent. Thanks for making the time. Do you really think your client's going to get more than $11 million on the open market next year? Are you out of your mind?
He literally just got 11. You were trying to short him. You were trying to go into single digits. Yes, you were.
You don't know what I was trying to do.
You were trying to get him single digits. Yes, you were.
9.5 with incentives. How about that? How about that? If you lead the league, we'll give you extra 500.
No, not when I can get 11, bro. When you're going to give me 11 for one.
Well, good luck. Good luck next year. But if you kill it.
And wasn't I just making 14? You got me down to 9.5.
Oh, you took
We just turned down 14.8, didn't we?
You took a pay cut.
You dropping me down 5 million.
So what was the point? If he opted out and took less, I guess that was.
Well, he didn't opt out. The Grizzlies declined.
Oh, the Grizzlies opted out.
That was not a player option. Yes.
So that's unfortunate. 14-15
was too much.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, eh? And it is too much. I mean, he's not going to get that anywhere else. So,
if he played more on the ball, it'd be different.
Right.
If he could be Ja's backup point guard, it'd be different.
He's a specialist. He's a specialist, which, you know, look, there's a lot of Ray Allen was a specialist for the Miami Heat when they won a championship, you know. I mean, Sam Hauser's a specialist for the Celtics. I mean, that's what he is. So, you know, Peyton Pritchard, same difference.
I don't know how Celtics is paying all these people. That's why I don't have their.
They don't care, bro. He's selling the
team.
It
just feels like everybody's got their. Didn't Derek White just resign?
Yeah,
Everybody's gotten their money. They got JB and Jason Tatum on $300 million deal. How are they paying everybody?
They don't care. The dude's selling the team. He's like, somebody else has to deal with it. You know what I mean? Grusbeck, whatever his name is. So that's that. People are going to be inheriting some bad deals, some bad contracts at the end of it. You know, I mean, not necessarily like right now. You'd pay all those guys, right? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White.
So you're weighing in. Luke Kennard re-signed with the Grizzlies. John Say was an overpay.
I don't know.
I think next door.
I think right? no. I think
John Say was an overpay. That's where we are. No, that's what I'm hearing.
No, I think you're just you're. It's we all about how our, you.
We came in the tax line, so it's not an overpay.
No, it's for right, but it's all about how you want to. You know, attack it, right? I think he should have done 2-19.
Well, I'm glad it's Mike Miller doing the deals and not you, buddy.
Well, I'm doing
for his clients since you're getting taken less for your clients.
Because
I think it's supposed to work the other way.
I'm getting you more years.
Luke Kennard ain't done after this coming season. Somebody's going to pick him up, and they're probably going to do it at 10 plus million. Maybe back up to 14. Who knows?
Isn't that the whole thing? Like, you want years, bro? You don't want.
Yes, that's what they
do. We would have done 3 for 27. We'd have done 3 for 27. That's a good deal.
Bro, Mike need to keep you out the office. Keep you away from the computers.
That's 3 years, and that's a guarantee. No matter what happens, you can shoot 12% from three. You're getting 27 M's over the next 3 years, bro. But no, you wanna bet on yourself. You wanna bet on self. I mean, y'all don't think these bets ever lose? There are people that bet on themselves all the time and lose.
Bro, he could end up with OKC or Dallas.
Tyus Jones got $3 million.
He could go to a better place.
Tyus Jones better than Luke Kennard.
A contender after this year if the Grizzlies prove not to be one. He may level up and do better. Who knows?
Why not?
Stop wishing this on him.
Is Tyus Jones better than Luke Kennard? He is, correct?
Yeah, I think you'd probably
He's getting $3 million this year.
Lead the league in turnover assist.
The dude is getting a vet minimum, basically.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, whoever his agent is. Maybe he's decided, you know what, I'm done with this. I want to be on a winner. Clearly he has. And what the Wizards were doing. Why didn't you trade him if you're going to just let him walk? It's ridiculous.
I don't know. Am I making the $3 million number up?
Everybody's been saying $3 million.
Yeah, 3.3.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that Luke Kennard is four times as good as Tyus Jones?
It has nothing to do with that. He signed a bad deal. Just like everybody looking at Deshaun Watson saying, we ain't getting 230.
Mm-hmm.
They look at that.
So you
say the same thing.
So you coming at me because I'm trying to get years, but you want to let Tyus Jones' agent off the hook.
No, I didn't let him off. I said Tyus Jones' agent did him a very poor job.
Bro, I think Tyus would let it fly, bro. I think that is true.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, it's not Mike now, right? Like, it's, you know, there's different branches here. But I'm almost.
Well, Tyus must have told them, "Look, it's not about money for me anymore. Put me on a contender."
I think he's with Lyft. I think he was Kevin Bradbury. I think he was.
Was making $15 million a couple of years ago with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Now down to three.
I don't really get it. I mean, I guess I do get it because he's an undersized guard that really can't defend. But man, he just brings so much in terms of just the floor game, right?
He's led the league in assist to turnover ratio since 1976.
Right. Yeah, like that's the tough.
All he does is just do what
you
need.
It's an amazing deal for the Phoenix Suns.
100%.
Like, it's a bad one for Tyus, but it's a great one for the Suns.
Again, Tyus had to have told his agent because I can't see any kind of agent school how that's a good deal for him.
Well, the Grizzlies were mentioned with him, by the way. I don't know. We didn't talk about that.
I think, again, it was a situation where Tyus had decided, you know what, it ain't going to be about the money. I want to be on a contender. Clearly, he had to be willing to accept this.
Yes.
Coming from where you've been.
Exactly.
Money-wise.
Right. Yes, exactly right. Anyway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.